1. 3 months later.
So, which one will it be? Eve asked, peering at Ethelwyn through the glass case.
The woman's hands were shoved in the front pockets of her saggy, faded jeans, her worn plaid work shirt loose and untucked. She was staring intently at the various pies. Her lips made little smacking sounds, as if she were actually tasting the various options.
I don't know, she moaned. The cherry looks good, but I really love Maggie's strawberry rhubarb. It has just the right amount of tart and sweet.
Behind Ethelwyn, someone cleared his throat. Eve glanced at the 50-something man sporting an expensive haircut and wearing a fawn-colored cashmere sweater over a button-down white shirt. His sleeves were rolled back. There was a gold Cartier watch on his wrist and a burnished gold wedding ring on his finger. He seemed a trifle irritated by Ethelwyn's indecision. Eve smothered a grin.
Too bad, she thought. This is the Solace Island way. Doesn't matter what your bank balance is. Everyone's equal.
Besides, Ethelwyn was one of the Intrepid Cafe's most loyal customers. She and her life partner, Lavina, purchased copious amounts of baked goods, whereas Mr. Fancy Pants had only started coming by recently and usually ordered a coffee. Black. How could anyone see the tempting treats and smell the wonderful fragrances caused by her sister's delicious creations and then just order a black coffee?
Take your time, Ethelwyn, Eve said cheerily. It's an important decision. I'll start boxing up the rest of your order.
She slid the glass door of the display cabinet shut with her hip as she rose. Then she turned to the back counter, where her sister Maggie was transferring pecan puff jam dot cookies from the cooling racks to a display platter.
Hey, 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 Maggie murmured, a conspiratorial grin lighting up her face.
What? Eve said, placing a dozen chocolate cookies with caramel centers and a sprinkling of flaked sea salt on the top into a white bakery box.
He likes you, Maggie whispered.
She wiggled her eyebrows, which meant the guy she was talking about was super hot. Eve peeked over her shoulder, took a quick glance around the cafe to see who had arrived. No one had. She looked at Maggie.
Who? Where is he?
She mouthed, shifting casually closer to her sister, because clearly Maggie had a better hunk-viewing vantage point.
Behind Ethelwyn. Maggie mouthed. You should see the way he's looking at you, all hungry-like.
The tendrils of hope and excitement deflated with a thump.
Ew, Eve said. First of all, he's married.
He is? Maggie looked disappointed.
Yep, ring on the finger. And second, even if he weren't,
Eve wrapped the red and white string around the bakery box and secured it.
He's not my type.
Maggie started to open her mouth.
At all, Eve said firmly.
Maggie sighed. She looked so wistful.
I know.
Eve reached over and wiped a smear of flour off her sister's cheek.
You're so happy and in love with Luke, and you want that for me.
Yeah, Maggie said with a rueful smile. That about sums it up.
Speaking of... Falling Ashes has a gig in Seattle next week. If you'd like to check the show out, it's on one of your days off.
Not going to happen, Eve said, cutting her off at the pass.
But you and Levi were such a cute couple. That guy was so into you. What happened? Why'd you break up?
We all loved him, Mom and Dad included.
They were okay with him. Mom thought he was wild and Dad wanted to keep an eye on him. The devil you know and all that. It's the only reason they hired him.
Once they got to know him, they liked him.
Dad thought he was a slacker.
You're being harsh. Sure, it would take Levi a while to get focused, but once he did, he pulled his weight on the construction site.
The guy was crazy about you.
Still is, I bet. He's single. Eve gave her sister a look.
What?
It's not like I've been keeping tabs on him. He sent me a friend request last week on Facebook. I was curious, so I glanced through his profile.
I'm going to be adventurous and take the cherry,
Eve heard Ethelwyn's raspy voice declare from behind her.
Sounds like a plan, Ethelwyn, Eve said, turning around with a smile. "I'll box it up." She removed the homemade cherry pie with the latticework crust and fluted edges from the case.